Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. The recently passed budget reconciliation bill includes a number of components that ag groups had been advocating for in a farm bill. Most ag groups have applauded the provisions as beneficial for agriculture. Josh Gackle, American Soybean Association Chair, is our guest in this Field Talk podcast. He addresses some of the wins in the bill and what still needs to happen.
Well, there are certainly a lot of things in that bill that are important to soybean farmers and farmers in general when it comes to price risk and risk protection with ARC and PLC increases in the reference prices. A lot of things that American Soybean Association and other farm groups have been pushing for in a farm bill that have now been included in this budget and budget and tax bill and policy bill that has been passed. So we're certainly glad to see that some of that has been included, but we still would like the committees in the House and Senate to continue to work on a permanent farm bill. We don't want to do this year by year or budget by budget. There's risk protection and certainty that's provided in more of a long-term 5-year farm bill that we're still going to push for.
You had mentioned some of the provisions in there that are favorable or positive for agriculture. What are some of the things that you see as most beneficial that was included in this package?
Well, for sure, the increase in the reference prices for ARC and PLC, depending on what farm you're on and where you're farming, those increases in the reference prices are helpful, provide some more certainty. There is increases to the market access program and foreign market development. So continuing to promote U.S. egg products in the countries that we trade with. Important provisions, inclusion of 45Z tax credits for biofuels, that type of thing that provides a little more demand for not just soybeans, but corn and every other commodity that feeds into that. So a number of things in there, but again, just not want to lose the importance of trying to pass a full 5-year farm bill that covers all the other things that were not included in the budget and policy bill.
In order to be in the reconciliation, had to be have budget related, but given the circumstances, was this the best route forward in the short term to get something passed?
Yeah, I think it was. Legislators, congressmen, senators, they're all, that was the focus. So we worked really hard as American Soybean Association, our state affiliates, other groups, other farm groups that worked hard to get as much as we could into that bill. And, it's hard to get stuff passed through Congress and signed by the president. So happy to see many of those things included, but there's still work to be done and we're working on that as we speak.
And I understand you will be out in D.C. here in the next few weeks, maybe even next week, I guess. What are some of the key messages that you'll be bringing forward and that, some of the state directors will be bringing forward to their legislative delegation?
Well, now after the bill has been passed and looking forward to more long-term certainty for farmers and producers, again, just reminding our delegation, not just in North Dakota, but pretty much, I would say every other soybean and corn producing state, reminding Congress that a farm bill is important. We need to keep that in play and try and get something passed. This week with tariff discussions and President Trump sending out letters and looking to negotiate again, reminding Congress that and the administration. So we'll be having meetings with administration officials as well, that our export markets are primary importance again. So it'll be work on the Hill trying to get Congress to focus on the farm bill, the administration to focus on trade, working in the biofuels area and trying to get a final rule on the RFS and renewable volume obligations under that. So a number of things that are important to not just North Dakota farmers, but farmers across the country.
You had mentioned too the MAP and FMD funding, which is, I know, an issue that has been in your mind for the last number of years, an important topic there. But then you're also on the flip side dealing with uncertainty in the tariff situation. I guess, how does that present challenges for growers and organizations like ASA when you have a win, but you also have some challenges in that area?
Yeah, I think it's just like you said. It's we appreciate the funding there for MAP and FMD, but farmers and the folks that we work with as farmers, when we work with our lenders and others who are working with us to put the crop in the ground, grow the crop through the season, and harvest that crop in the fall, having a market for what we're doing is super important. So, hoping that the administration, as they start this process now of hopefully finding some trade deals and finalizing those trade deals, that will provide some certainty to producers here in the U.S.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at LinderFarmNetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get up-to-date market information and farm news daily on your local LFN affiliate.